Friend to Friend, Look Up, by Elder Adrian Ochoa of the 70. Watch ye therefore, and pray always. Luke chapter 21, verse 36. When I was 8, my 2 cousins and I were sent on horseback to a nearby town to get groceries. Looking back, I am amazed how much confidence my grandmother and my aunt and uncle had in us. The morning skies were bright and clear as we left on our 3 horses. In the middle of the prairie, we decided to get off our horses and play marbles. We were so interested in our game that we did not look up to see the dark clouds covering the sky. By the time we realized that a storm was coming, we didn't even have time to get on our horses. Heavy rain and hail hit us so hard that all we could do was unsaddle the horses and take cover under the saddle blankets. Then our horses ran away. Horseless, wet, and cold, we started walking as fast as we could toward a nearby town. It was late when we found a home and knocked on the door. The family there dried us off, fed us delicious bean burritos, and then put us to bed in a room with a dirt floor. My cousins and I woke up in the morning to a bright sun and beautiful sky. A man knocked on the door looking for 3 lost boys. I will never forget what we saw on our way home. A crowd of people had been looking for us all night. In front of them all were my loving grandmother and my uncle and aunt. They hugged us and cried, happy they had found their lost children. Our loving Heavenly Father is mindful of us. He is anxiously awaiting our return home. There are signs of spiritual storms all around us. Let us look up and prepare ourselves by strengthening our testimonies every day. Note, from Look Up, Ensign, November 2013, page 102. End of the section, Friend to Friend, Look Up, by Elder Adrian Ochoa of the 70. Read by Dwayne Case.